What's up, world? How we doing? How we living? Undeniable Perception, episode 173. Brother from the same month.
Damn, 173, $17.30, man. So just to add $1.70, and I put in for the pods, man, those Yeezy pods.
Oh, yeah. You ordered them today or when?
Well, you've been raving about them. No, I think I did it like a few weeks ago.
Okay, nice, nice.
They're called pods, right?
Yeah, Yeezy pods.
Yeah, because I was like, because they just basically look like a Chinese shoe, like back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all soft. How high does it go up? How high does it go up again?
It goes up to like,
past the calf?
The middle of your calf. Well, I got fat calves, so
okay.
If I had thin calves, it'll probably go up to like the heel.
Fucking
maybe.
All the way to your hip.
Kneecap probably.
Yeah, man. So I was like, because I just showed you, I got that vinyl and you picked it up too, the Vultures vinyl, because you said that everything in his shop was $20. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. Who knows when that's going to last? So I was like, and then you've been raving about the pods for a minute.
Yeah, they're comfortable, man.
Yeah, and then you also said that Joe Budden had talked about it at random, and randomly the video popped up, I think, during all that beef. And he said that he has all the ones.
Shit, listening to us.
He said all the ones that are like, that he's tried Balenciaga ones are like $500 and all this other stuff. And
not
the easy
nice.
Ones feel as comfortable, more comfortable.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, okay. So I was like, fuck yeah, $20. I did that and I picked up a gray shirt, not Vultures or nothing, but just like that.
It's
like
just a gray logo. Throw on
it. No logo. Mm-hmm. It just almost looks like a workout tee or whatever.
Okay.
Kind of like that, like the thicker gray. So I picked that up too. So, you know, just waiting on that.
Nice, man. Heck yeah. Heck yeah, rep that independent, bro. That yay, dog.
Fuck yeah, dude. If it fucking, especially if the pots feel that good and comfortable, that's sick, man. Wearing about the house.
Yeah, I have two pairs already. I got my second pair, so now I could probably like fuck around with it, like go all, like to the gym with them on and shit.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because you picked them. I mean, I don't see why not. You should pick
pair.
Up more. You should pick up more.
Pair coming. Yeah, 20
for the
bucks.
Price, you know.
Yeah, dude.
Especially if you like them that much.
That's my everyday shoe right there. Now.
The those remind me though, like because when I saw you wearing them, I was like, oh okay. When I was a kid, my favorite pair of shoes were Chinese shoes. That's what we called them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably derogatory, but it was like, well,
they were just samurai shoes.
They were just black slip-ons with the brown sole.
That's hard.
And it was just cloth, you know, but I loved them because of Bruce Lee when
ninja
I was a young
gains,
kid.
Dog.
Yeah, dude. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, yeah. So when I saw those, it reminded me of those a little bit.
Yeah.
That's
dope, bro.
But yeah, man, fuck yeah, dude. I've been getting a lot of shit in the mail lately, though, man. Like, I picked, speaking of mail, dude. Fuck, man, that sucks that your shoes don't fit.
I know. When you said 9.5, I was like, fuck. The only thing I'm like 9s in is Docs and Chucks because those shits run 2 sizes small.
Yeah.
Because I'm usually like a 10.5.
So you're like 10.5 with me then, like that meat.
Yeah.
So I got a fucking, and I looked
They're
up.
So narrow. Dude, I put it in my toes were hurting. And I was like,
and
fuck.
I looked up, see, okay, because now I got to pay for all the shipping. Like the company, you know, has this. So I looked, okay, how much is it at the post office? I think it's only like $10, but then I got to see, do I have to pay for it back again? And I was like, don't they have a store around here? Because I think
Van store, right?
No, it's Karma Loop. I did it all online.
Karma Loop? I haven't heard that website in a
yeah.
long. That used to be my high school website.
Yeah, well, crazy, because it's still around.
Karma
like,
Loop.
Yeah, it's still around, because when I put on, because what I did is I did a search, like Vans. I didn't do Vans. I just typed
bro.
In shoes with like a snake on them, right?
Yeah,
and
Karma
those came
Loop.
Up. So it's under Karma Loop still. So they have a location in San Bernardino, but I think it's just a warehouse.
Yeah, fuck that. Just do the fucking post office one. It'll
yeah.
take 2 to 3 weeks, but hey, bang for your buck. That's better.
Right, so you need a 10.5 then,
yeah.
just to be safe then.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. And speaking of shoes, it's funny because Drake got murdered in this fucking beef, and we know that.
Oh, which one, the latest one, or you're talking about the whole thing?
Just in general, like he got his name tarnished, bro.
You think so?
I think so, bro. And
in which
it's just
in what
funny
because
like just in general, like what I see on social media, like just on regular feed or like on TikTok, like
all the backlash, all the feedback
feels
that's
like
come
it
through.
It just shifted the energy. Like you don't see like Drake love like that no more. It's kind of crazy. And it's funny because like a new pair of his shoes, he's coming out with like a new pair of shoes or whatever. And like the comments, everyone's like naming them like, oh, Drake's shoes are gonna come out the almost 18. I was like, damn, like
oh,
pedophile.
Okay, talking about like the girls.
Yeah, dude, I was like, damn, bro. And I forgot the other jokes, but they're great, man. But
people are so good at the internet and defeated, bro.
Dude, it's fucking amazing. And
whether it's true or not, you know.
There's this dude on YouTube talking about how like this beef really exposed Drake, and it's like what Kendrick's been saying, what Ye's been saying, how. You have a daddy named Lucian, blah, 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 from Universal Music Group.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he when he signed his contract, he got $400 million for it. However, he signed off all his rights. So he has to make 2 albums every year. He doesn't get any money for it because he gets all the $400 million up front.
Okay.
And then interviews, like they have to choose like all his interviews that he has to do.
Right, right, right.
All the shoe designs, like everything.
Yeah, man, at a $400 million.
Like his whole image.
At a $400 million price tag, bro. I mean, if you get that, you better know you're going to. You gotta
that's
bow down.
Wild to me. Yeah. And it's like, it makes you think, I'm like, that's why you're painting your nails. That's why you're just doing an interview with this random podcaster girl named Bobby that got famous out of nowhere.
Okay.
Because of your interview. So it all makes sense. And that's crazy, dude, that people like have contracts like that. Like, I don't.
You find that, in what capacity do you think it's crazy? Like,
because
you
don't have no freedom to do what you really want. Like, for example, like Kendrick, like, he's able to allow people to do reaction videos because he owns his music.
Yeah, so he removed the copyrights.
And he's like, that's for my culture. You know what I'm saying? So he's getting all these kids paid because of that. Like, Drake can't do anything like that.
Dude, so many.
That's so fucking wild.
That's so
to
wild
me, bro.
That at random, like, because, you know, when it was hot and popping, I would just be going, like, okay, let me see some reaction videos a year of the people.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Those shits are so popular. Right
but now. I only did a few, and there's one that I liked, this guy called No Shack Life. Mm-hmm. He was just okay, but he's the one that talked about that. Oh, Kendrick removed the copyrights.
Oh, okay.
He's already getting paid.
He's getting paid for this.
He's already get paid regardless. He's all because my videos get a lot of views.
Yeah.
He's all, but for everyone else that doesn't get paid, man, damn. Yeah, thank you, Kendrick. Let me be the first to say thank you, Kendrick. Maybe I'm not the first, he's all, but let me say it. He's all because he says he makes up to like 6 figures for certain videos.
Oh, for sure, dude. These cats pull at least like fucking 15 racks a
That's
month.
That's wild, bro. That's wild how some people just their popularity, people like it, but. To me, I zone out on that. Like, it's just like I watch here a few, and then I catch myself like, why am I watching someone else's opinion that I don't even know about this person anyway? So why do I care about this person's opinion? But that's cool that other people dig it, and yeah, it's a thing. You know, it's like it's a sight, guys. You know, like
it's fucking funny.
It's it's a popular thing that people like. We just zone in. Like, I mean, watch what this person says. So we don't even know who this person is.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They're just doing their breakdown.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, and then you'll see, and I'll just be scrolling by. And then other one would be like 35,000 views, 100,000 views. I'm like, when does a view start? Just when you click on it? Or do you have to have a duration amount of time? Or do you have this? I wonder how that works.
Yeah, I think it's per, I don't know, man. It's an algorithm, though, because like I know when like I see my videos, I think TikTok breaks it down the best. Like it shows you like watched, like it tells you like a percentage of how much of your video is watched.
And like how it drops. Cut it off.
Yeah, like after 13 seconds, people click out of your video.
Yeah, for sure.
Like shit like that. But it's probably like a specific amount that you get per minute watched, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's wild, though. But I mean, I guess that's good. People, I mean, it's a good and a bad thing, right? Like, I guess it's a reflection of the population, right? It's a reflection of like, okay. Someone's putting out a video, and if people are watching it, then it's telling that story that people are watching it, regardless, right? So whether you may think it's, like, annoying or ridiculous or whatever, like, why are you watching this? That's another question. But the whole point, the main thing is it's a reflection of what people are doing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, 1.5 million people. So, I mean, I saw a post right now that Club Shay Shay interview with
Cat Williams.
75 million views.
It's the biggest interview.
Biggest, the most viewed YouTube video in terms of an interview.
More than the Joe Rogan one, huh? Well, he was more lit with Shay Shay. They're drinking.
That's the original, yeah.
Yeah, that one set it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so dope. It's funny. Another name they called the new Drake shoes was. Are these the to Catch a Predator 4s? I was like,
so dumb.
Anyways, do you remember that show with Chris Hansen?
Of course.
I fucking loved that show growing up.
Yeah, you'd be like, hello, sit down.
No, take a seat. No, it's okay. Come on, take a seat. How old is she? Oh, I don't know. Read this transcript.
Oh, let me
right
read
here.
This.
It says she was
15. I'm bringing pizza over?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's a dead giveaway. Dude, it's funny. I brought that up because there's this personality his name's Vitaly or whatever, and he was with Bradley Martin, that bodybuilder guy,
yeah,
that influencer cat, and they did kind of like a To Catch a Predator thing, and they got like a movie executive, a dude that produces movies, that produced Space Jam. He's like 58 or he's older actually. He's probably like in his 60s, 70s.
Okay.
And he was fucking chatting, flirting with a 15-year-old girl, and he was out in public with a 15-year-old girl. And they recorded him and they approached him. It was just weird, man. It kind of looked a little fake to me, but it was just weird because Bradley Martin's like, "Hey, man, that's my daughter. Shake my hand." It was just weird, dude. The video.
I have no clue. I never even heard of this.
Yeah, I just saw it on my feed earlier, and it was funny because I saw like a week ago the same guy, Vitaly, but with Ty Dolla $ign, the guy that did that's doing Vultures with Ye.
Yeah, yeah.
They hit up another guy like To Catch a Predator style.
Who's this?
Ty Dolla had him like against the wall, he was kind of laughing. It was weird, bro. It's fucking weird.
Who's this Vitaly guy?
I have no idea, dude. Oh. Wow. So but it's just surfacing. It's weird. It's like a. It's like a new thing, man.
Yeah, there's so much shit, man. Like fucking. Regarding the beefs, right? I do like the way what Charlamagne the God said though. Like he was like talk about the beefs. He's like, man, these guys are just me tooing each other.
Yeah.
He's like, these guys are just me tooing each other. Who knows if any of this is true? Who knows if any of this is true? Because it's true. Like, who knows what's true? You know, like without like any proof or anything, they're calling him a pedophile. He's calling him a pedophile, then he's calling him a wife beater. You know, he's calling them like this, that he has a daughter, he has that. And who knows if any of that is true.
He said you're rapping like you're trying to free the slaves. Like, come on, Drake. Why did you say that?
That was funny, though, man.
Why would you say that? Like,
because because you know where it's coming from, because the veracity, his style of rapping.
No, I know, but it's like you're proving Kendrick's point.
Yeah.
Like, why did you say that? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Because he was doing it like as humor, you know?
He fucked up, though, saying that. It's funny because...
But yeah, for sure, I'm with you on that, man. Of course, I'm more K-Dot. I don't care for Drake.
No, Drake did a lot better than I thought.
Songs were good.
He dropped two good songs.
But definitely, I mean, Kendrick,
Family Manners was dope.
The Kendrick song, for sure, man.
Last two, dude.
The last one was all West style, man.
Meet the Grams,
West Coast
was like,
style, dude.
He did a bedtime story for his daughter, bro.
Yeah.
Meet the Grams was vicious. It was disrespectful, dude.
With some of the polls that I've seen that pop up on Instagram, they're voting that one the highest.
You're Not Like Us, though, is a fucking hit.
West Coast style, man. DJ Mustard, right?
Everyone said it's United West Coast, dude. Everyone's like... But there's this thing, like TMZ's already shooting it down, saying it's fake, but I don't think it's fake.
What is, dude?
Because UMG has... They own Kendrick's songs.
Do you know some music group?
Yeah, they don't own Kendrick's things, but they run his publishing.
Okay.
But they don't own, like, his music and shit the same way that they own all of Drake's shit, right? So... There's a video going around that Drake called his daddy, and that's the same guy that Ye.
Oh, they're saying that he has to do a public apology or something like that?
Yes, bro. So he has to say that the pedophile accusations directed at Drake weren't real and apologize because they have a lot riding. So if his image is really tarnished, like that $400 million contract, they got him in it. They ain't going to make no money out of it.
No, I think I think it's for people that may take things too seriously or literally, because where's any proof that he's with? No, not that. I'm talking about that may be legit, but I'm saying like what you just told me, that may be legit. What I'm saying is that who's to say? I mean, because people are they're just saying shit to each other. Who knows if that is true?
There's no legit proof that we have, but there's like kind of like smoke. There's some kind of like signals that are kind of off, which is kind of weird.
Wouldn't have things been out already, especially when the whole Me Too and all that stuff happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what did you see that other thing that came up? I didn't even click on it, but where like that girl that he hugged in 2010?
Oh, she came out. She said it was part of the show. When she was 17, when he kissed her?
Yeah.
On show? Yeah, she said it was part of the show. She said it wasn't a big deal.
Oh, okay, but the way it was quoted, like it was from 2010? When she was 17? Like, she's talking about it 14 years later because they're approaching
her
about it?
But the thing is, it's like people will say, man, if it's not true, right, then why don't you sue them? You know what I'm saying? Because that's how you defend your name. Because if you go to court, you got to show document. You got to swear.
A rap beef, bro? You're not going to sue on a rap beef.
But, hey, man, if it's really going to shit on your character, and assassinate your character as a whole.
Not on a rap beef. On a rap beef, everything's allowed.
Man.
Come on. But think that through.
No, yeah. Everything's allowed. Yeah, however, if it's going to, like, tarnish my name and everyone's going to call me a pedo from now on, and it's not...
Well, that just... But the only people that are calling him a pedo, if they are Kendrick fans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and that's what you're supposed to expect anyways.
Dude, even
and the
like,
Kendrick fans are going to call Kendrick Lamar a wife beater.
Even the fucking, like, news anchors, bro, they called him a raper, bro. He's like, the raper, the rapper Drake. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Just slipped you
like,
through,
the energy's like, yeah, dude, it's coming out, bro. Like, because they said it too. Like, Kendrick brought up Weinstein. He should be locked up with Weinstein. He didn't even bring up...
Weinstein's out, though.
He didn't even... I know, some bullshit. He didn't even bring up Epstein, and then... And then Drake was like, I knew you were going to say the Epstein line. We're like, fool, he didn't even bring up Epstein. Like that, yeah. So it's like a lot of people would be.
But it's probably like a referencing in terms to
pedophilia. Yeah. The Bobby Brown.
I was freaking, you know what show I've been watching, man? Oh, first I want to say rest in peace to the legendary engineer, man, who passed away. Mm-hmm. Steve Albini.
Yeah, R.I.P.
He engineered Nirvana's In Utero. He engineered Surfer Rosa by the Pixies and all kinds of stuff. He was like big in the independent scene, a musician. But one of the stories that I remember about him that always just struck a chord with me is that people would write him to ask him, hey, how did you build that studio? And he showed them how to do it. Like he would write back and show them the how you can build your own studio,
like the architecture prints.
Yeah, and he was also ahead of the game where he didn't take advantage of people. He said, you know, like people produce or engineer albums, they continue to get cuts off the sales of every album.
Yeah,
he said to me that doesn't make any sense. He would just charge whichever band a flat fee and do the album, and that's
Should
it.
I get royalties.
Yeah, and that's it. You know, so he's one of those...
So he's like Rick Rubin?
I don't know. Does Rick Rubin not get royalties? I don't know.
No, but I'm talking about like what his job entailed.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think if not, to the more depths of it, he's more like an engineer.
You know, with
the music and everything lined up. I think Rick Ross, he's just strictly producer. Oh, sorry, Rick Rubin.
Oh, okay.
Producer. But think about that, man. People write you, you show them the blueprint of how to do
that's
it.
That's dope.
You
that's
charge a flat
energy.
Fee. So if it's like a
he
small...
He probably lived a really long life.
He's only 61, dude.
Damn, that's it.
Died of a heart attack, man.
Steve what?
Steve Albini.
Albini.
Yeah, A-L-B-I-N-I.
Oh, shit, he looks young. He wore glasses.
Yeah. But think about that, man. Like, so if it was like a smaller band, it'd be like a cheaper fee, like a flat fee. You know, and it was like a bigger band, or probably like a bigger fee, but that's just fucking badass, dude. Rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP, bro. Yeah, that's wild. Dude, that was cool, though. Muscle Beach, man.
Talk about it. It was real cool, man.
So we left early, though, bro. Like, my boy's down. He like, texted me, like, 5:20 in the morning. And I was like, oh, dope. Like, he was probably checking if I was up. And I was like, he's like, I'm ready. I was like, all right, cool. I'll be there in 20. Swooped him up. And then we got to Venice, like, around... 7:15, 7:30,
nice.
And the gym there opens at 8. So we stopped by Erogen. It's like a, have you ever heard of it? Erogen?
No.
It's like a famous.
Is that
like,
a name of a dragon in Game of Thrones?
Seriously, for a yearly dragon. It's like a famous Whole Foods. It's kind of like a Whole Foods and a Clark's and a Sprouts, but it's like in L.A.
It's not Erogen?
Erogen, yeah. I can't say it, bro. Erogen.
Yeah, Erogen. Like, everything's way more expensive. Like,
yeah,
super expensive.
Bro, it's fucking
That's
beautiful.
Where you get the $40 water.
It's fucking beautiful.
Like, when it's just
there.
Like a...
Bro, they have, like, all the sea mosses. They have a lot of shit.
Yeah, Erogen, yeah.
It was very
I never
walked
in there.
Pleasing.
I just know about it, yeah.
Yeah, Erogen. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, you know your
and
shit.
And how was it?
It was fucking nice. Yeah, I didn't buy anything there, but everything. They have all my Siete chips.
It's just more like, it's even more high-end, right? And the way it's decked out and everything,
they got, like, high-class food that's already boxed, ready to go, like salmons,
yeah, for
sushi rolls.
I imagine.
I was like, wow. It'd be nice.
You didn't even pick up a coffee there?
Nah, I got it next door. I got it next door.
Coffee, Christos.
We got it next door at some spot. I forgot the name of the place.
Okay.
Phil's Coffee, I think it was called.
And then you...
And then we went to...
And then how do you pay at Venice Beach?
Dude, the lady was so cool, bro, because it was cash only, and we got there right at 8, and, like, none of the ATMs were open.
Mm.
So she was like, just work out. She's like, and then just pay me back later or whatever. And I was like, all right, cool.
Nice. So you guys didn't have to pay.
Nah, actually, morally, when I got money out, I paid her.
Oh, okay, so you went to get money out when you got it by 2
Yeah,
or
yeah, because they opened up the stores, like, around 9 o'clock, 10 right. a.m. So that's when they have ATMs in the stores, because you already know Venice Beach has little stores.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and they fucking get you get fucked $3. By the fee. And
it's a $3
fee. And then the bank charges you another fee.
It's a $3 fee.
The,
but then I could have my job reverse that motherfucker.
Yeah, you gotta make that fucking call. That's so annoying. The
now you just chat it.
The what is gonna say? But is it like just like a regular gym when you walk in and you go towards the back, or you go straight
no,
like on
it's
the
outside?
Outside?
It's outside.
The whole gym's outside.
And then there's a section that's like, you know, like the Mexican stores where they have like the metal thing that locks.
Yeah, the doors. Yeah, you roll.
They have that
roll
on
doors.
Roller doors. Yeah, they have that like on like one section of the platform. And that's where they like have all the weights.
Okay.
And you just take the weights out from there, and you
oh,
place
so there's
it.
No weights outside.
Nah.
You go and you grab the weights that are already inside.
In there, and there's dumbbells in there.
Oh, so they,
it's
then
like
all
a
the
little
weights.
Section.
So then all the weights are always inside.
Yeah.
There's nothing outside.
Yeah, you just re-rack it back in there.
Gotcha. Every time you stop using it, that makes sense. So then all the thing that's outside is just like the benches.
Exactly.
And the bars and all that shit.
Yep.
And is that all like rusted up?
Nah, surprisingly it wasn't, but it wasn't as smooth.
Okay,
like
well, that makes
it,
sense.
Like it needed some WD-40, bro.
Well, yeah, it's all just the, you know, the beach, man. The beach air.
Yeah,
all that
so
shit.
It was cool. It was a cool experience. It was, the sun drained me, though. Like I didn't feel as energized as I usually do till like probably like 3-4 days after.
Were you was it super hot that day?
I got a little burnt.
Did you use that sunblock I gave you? That's right.
Yeah. Use it. Thank you. Yeah, I was out in the sun for like 5-6 hours straight, bro.
And you didn't even get that burn then. That's wild.
No.
Well, it's good that you kept spraying.
I just sprayed myself once.
Oh man,
but I get cut.
You don't want that fucking skin cancer.
And I had a bee. I had a bee on me, bro, because I vibrate high. It was cool.
A beanie on?
A bee.
Oh, a bee was
like
a bee was fucking
on me for like 5 minutes, dude. I was like, dude.
I was just trying to spot you.
Get off.
He's trying to fucking spot you, man. He's
like,
I help you.
I know it's my birthday, but
I help you out. That's pretty cool, though, man. That's dope. And was it pretty crowded?
Nah, it was a weekday. And then like around noon, it probably got a little crowded. And then it was funny because when we walked the stores, I saw a Huggy Wuggy, and I bought it for Zeke, like a purple one, like a big one.
Hell yeah,
he loves it.
Dude, he's got like 8 now, right?
And I bought him the fucking 4-foot one. I got him a 4-foot Huggy Wuggy, bro. He loves that, dude, dog. He be wrestling with
him. It's at 48, huh?
48 inches, yeah.
Yeah, he loves that thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it was great.
Hell yeah, dude. That's fucking dope. Yeah, man. That's wild that he loves that stuff, man. Because I dig it. It's like
it's
a scary
cool.
looking dude.
Yeah, it's cool that he's going to take him to show and tell tomorrow.
The big one, huh? Oh,
yeah.
He's gonna be super
I was
excited.
Like, bro, you're going to be the cool. I was like, you're already the cool kid. I was
yeah,
like,
and on top of that.
Add another notch to that belt. Like, this dude brought a big ass.
I've seen some of the other characters, man. They're pretty wild looking. Because you're playing the game, right?
Yeah.
So the premise, they copied the Five Nights at Freddy's, I think, too, in a sense, right? But Five Nights at Freddy's also kind of copied Chuck E. Cheese, but it's like, but they did a twist on it, right?
Yeah.
So I read a little bit. So the whole thing is that it was a factory, right, that used to make toys that went out of business or people died.
Yeah.
So then you're back in there trying to figure it out or something like that.
Yeah,
right? Isn't
I
got to
save
is?
The workers. Well, I only beat chapter one. There's like 4 chapters.
But that game is over, so it's different. You have to buy a game for every chapter?
But chapter two is not available on the PlayStation Network yet.
Oh,
you
got to
do it on PC.
Steam. It's all through Steam.
It's PC.
Yeah. All the games they build is on Steam, dude. People love that shit because they're on PCs. Like, dude, they'll be like a small developer. They'll just develop a game. Because sometimes I'll go on a YouTube rabbit hole and be like, oh, what are some dope games? Because I love the ideas on, right?
Yeah.
And I saw one where, like, on Steam, they're like, oh, you're working at a mortuary.
Oh, nice.
And it's like, yeah, the whole day you're there, too. And then you got it. So it's like these cool ideas that people come up with and just fucking build the games and they test them out there. And then from there, I guess they could build on, make them bigger.
That's dope. That's what.
But that's how all the gamers do. That's why they have so many views, right? That's a business.
That's what I think Z's gonna be. He's probably gonna be like a game developer, or like that's his inclination, or like fucking like test video games.
Yeah, man.
He'll fucking love that.
Well, dude, it keeps building, man.
I need to get him a gamer chair. That's what he needs. He'll fuck.
It keeps building, man, because, like, what is it? Twitch and the other one, what's the other one called? Kick.
I think so,
right?
Yeah.
And all the gamers that get high... it's wild how it works, right? How it just, like, gets the microcosm of the way how any business works. So they get a lot of viewers, so it brings views to whatever game they're playing.
Yeah.
And that's why those game developers give those games ahead of time to those gamers for free.
Oh, for free, to test it out.
Yeah, and they give it to them ahead of time.
Yeah.
Well, not even to test it out, like once it's all done, but to give them ahead of time before they release it so the word can get out because they have so many viewers and subscribers.
It's an influencer thing.
Yeah. And when it's just like anything, that people watch, and fucking get into it, man.
To be an influencer like that, get a bunch of free shit. Test it out.
Yeah, dude. I mean, when you're not fucking paying for anything, and you love that shit,
damn, bro.
So you gotta have the
that's the life.
The followers for it, right?
Absolutely.
You know what I started watching, man, on YouTube?
Oh, reindeer games.
Fuck no, that
baby
I finished.
Reindeer?
That I finished already.
I always call it a reindeer game.
Fuck, should we touch on that shit?
No pun. Huh?
Did you finish it?
Of course.
You finished it before me, huh?
I'm the one that told you about it.
Fuck, man. Jeez.
I was just sad about how he, like, had to change his porn categories. Like, I didn't think... It just brought light on how deep it affects a person's, like, biochemistry, I guess you would call it, that I was like, wow. Because I've seen and met people that have gone through rape and they, like, end up, like, changing. Like, I've met people like that, but...
Yeah.
That shit brought it to light more for me. I was like, damn, that fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah, and that's one specific thing. But just as an overall of the show, what really caught me by surprise is that I didn't know what to expect. The only thing that I was expecting of the show was I thought it's going to be about a stalker.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh,
man. Yeah, dude, it gets worse.
I was like, it's going to be, that's fine. But damn, it kept unfolding in storytelling. You go into this entire voyage, man. And I know Mercy kept saying, like, well, he's the one that went through it, and he's the one that wrote it. I don't know if he directed it, possibly, but I know he wrote it. And it's like, man, it was his story, man. But it went from that to his relationship to
his comedy.
Trying to be a comedian, yeah. To, like, connecting with some guy who basically just groomed him and just drugged him. Like, but he kept going back because he was taking responsibility for his actions, you know? He kept going back, doing all that, and then, you know, unfortunately getting raped.
Why did he go back, though?
Because
why?
I don't know, man. That's the thing about
frustrating me.
That's
I was like, you're that fucking stupid.
That's the thing about the psychology, man. You don't know how it affects everyone, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, dude.
And then from there, when he slept with his stalker too, and all this other stuff, that's some
wild. He fucking got his boners back because of her.
That's what's wild, though. Who would have thought? That's crazy. You know what I mean? Like that idea of it.
Yeah,
because
because
what they're saying is that it's not just a sexual thing, you know, like it was the wanting, the need, you know, because he's not attracted to her. It's something else. It's her wanting to be there for him and want him and her seeing him in a certain way that he wanted to be seen. Oh, man. But also him just always being attracted to pain. You know, and ugliness and hurt because he hated himself, you know?
And then the part with his dad.
That was wild, man.
Yeah. He couldn't put two and two together. I was like, come on, bro. Come on. Because
he was so in his own mind, man.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good way to put it.
Then he started dating the transgender, right? The transgender person.
God, yeah.
But he's in love with her. According to what the show was, but then she's the one that cut it off because he just couldn't fix his shit. Yeah, dude. Yeah, man, that show was wild, man.
Yeah. Bro, it kind of made me mad because I saw that the stalker chick is going to be interviewed by Piers Morgan, and it kind of made me think, like, is this show kind of fabricated, a little fake now? Like, it kind of put a bad taste in my mouth.
What show?
Baby Reindeer.
Why? What do you mean?
Because they're interviewing, like, they're giving a platform to the chick that stalks them.
What does that have to do with the show, though?
I don't know. It just kind of made me feel that way. Like, kind of made me, like, irked me.
Yeah, but that's Piers Morgan. You know?
Yeah,
whatever show that wants to interview. It has nothing to do with the show.
Okay. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the show.
Yeah, and I'm like, why are you interviewing her, dog? Like,
He wants to talk to her. He likes ratings, man.
That dude is so
there's kind of people
lame,
that are
like, bro.
They go show up, pick the show guy, man.
Yeah.
No, he has a that's lot of good panels, like, but a lot of times the people are just like barking at each other.
It's
going to
give
know?
People like ammunition and want to do shit like that.
I don't know, because she's not painted in a favorable light. You know, like, she's not in the show. I don't think anybody wants to be that character in the show.
Yeah, but you're getting a plot. Well, why are we highlighting it? You know, that's the part that irks me.
Because we, in this Western culture, we thrive on that, man. It's just about salaciousness and why are murderers, like, sexified, like, on shows? Or
that's true.
Why do you fall in love with murderers?
Why do we love serial killer?
I mean,
Netflix
just think
series.
About fucking... You know, this thing, man, fucking natural born killers, bro. You know, they become celebrities, etc.
Like, fucking,
but it's been around forever. Bonnie and Clyde, you know, Billy the Kid.
Patrick Bet David interviewed Cuba Gooding Jr. It's just so funny how everyone's on the defense. I didn't watch the whole interview, but there's a clip when he's like, I only hung out with Diddy twice. I haven't seen him in a long time. Like, just defending his name. That's just funny.
Did he ask him about the Diddy thing? Because why would he?
I believe so. There's a clip on YouTube. Because me and my boys always fucking used to talk about him when I was on the group chat.
Okay.
When Cuba Gooding Jr. is in the club and he's like, suck that baby's dick. Like, he says that and we're like, why are you saying that? Like, that's weird, bro.
Isn't he gay, Cuba Gooding?
I don't know. Maybe. I always like Omar Gooding more, baby.
Omar Gooding, the
baby
brother,
boy.
Huh?
Shout out to Baby Boy, right? And Playmakers, dog.
Playmakers.
The piss man that, coming, dog.
Isn't that where that dude from Jack Reacher is? Playmakers? Or am I tripping?
The only reason I know Jack Reacher is because I did one of his workouts.
Or does he
workouts.
Just, or did it in my head, I just thought it was him, but no, he'd be way too
he'd
much older.
He'd be too old, right?
Would he? Because wasn't that guy young, the blonde-headed guy that was in it? The buff dude? Because wasn't there a buff dude in that show?
Let me look it up.
Or was it Blue Mountain State or some other show?
No, you're thinking about Blue Mountain State.
Blue Mountain State. Is that Jack Reacher? Or am I tripping?
Nah, that Thad? You're thinking about Thad from Blue Mountain State.
Yeah, I'm tripping then, huh? Completely tripping.
Let me show you his face. Thad. You're thinking about him, right? That's what you're thinking about from
Yeah,
BMS.
I'm tripping. Completely tripping.
Yeah,
I just thought about blonde hair.
This dude's a nerd, dog.
Yeah, I thought about blonde hair.
He's 7'2", bro.
That dude's 7'2". That was the buff dude in the show?
Dude. Well, that's what it says right here. Height.
Nah, bro. Was he that big in the show?
Bro, it is. Maybe, dude.
Nah,
that show looks funny.
There's no way that dude's 7'2", bro. Nah, they're tripping. Nah, that's some wrong information. That's not 7'2". 7'2", you look awkward, dude. You don't look like that at all, man. So, no, I would say he's probably like 6'2", if that.
Alan Richson.
Because the Jack Reacher dude's fucking yoked ridiculously, right?
Oh, he's 6'3", bro.
Yeah. I was like, come on, man.
Jack Reacher, let me look him up. He's got blonde hair, right?
Yeah.
Is it good, that show?
I don't watch it.
Yeah, I did his fucking arm workout, dude. This fucker does so many sets, dude.
You guys are massive, dude.
Yeah, man. Okay, Jack Reacher. And then Tom Cruise made a movie, Jack Reacher?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then he just made the show.
Is this show good?
I don't watch it. I don't know.
Oh, my bad.
But I think it's one of those things where I heard it's just like action, if you want to just watch it for fun.
Yeah.
Where it just beats people up and shit.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. Amazon show, man.
That's true. So I'm waiting for The Boys to come out.
The Boys? Oh, okay.
That one? That new season?
Did you watch the spinoff one?
What was in the spinoff of who?
Well, I guess it's not. I guess you could call it a spinoff, but it's no character from there. The Gen something or whatever. Gen V, I think.
Is it good?
No, I watched a few episodes when I was waiting at the airport to go to Japan, and then I just stopped. It was the one where it's like, because it's basically just new characters, but it's like the creation of V, I think. You know, so that, you know, because they take the V, right? That's what it is.
Vampire blood?
Isn't that what it called, the V?
Oh, they do that in
it's
The Boys,
V, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, they got that from True Blood, huh?
Oh, probably, dude. But, like, yeah, so it's like this one is about how kind of, I don't know if it necessarily gets started or what, but they have characters. Younger kids, like in university, and all that stuff about it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's called Gen V, I believe.
Gen V. Okay. Have you seen Invincible yet? My boy is raving about it.
No, is that a cartoon?
I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, it's a cartoon. It's like a superhero.
Dude,
cartoon.
I can't even get into X-Men 97.
Oh, you're right. Gen V, bro. Season 1. Why is Homelander in the
so commercial? See, because I think it's, that's why it's a spinoff. I think it crosses over somehow.
Yeah, bro.
No, so they're building in that, they're building out that war, that war. I mean, that sorry, world, they're building up that yeah. world, yeah.
Got it, got it. Or what were you saying?
I don't know.
Oh, Invincible. Yeah.
No, I said, bro, I can't even get into X-Men 97, so.
Really, why?
I guess because I never watched the X-Men cartoons either when I was younger.
I fucking love X-Men growing up.
Yeah, well, that's fucking rad.
So you didn't rock with X-Men that much?
Not enough, because when it was on, when did it come out in 97, actually, or when did it come on?
Nah, I think it was like early 90s. Oh, yeah, maybe 97, yeah.
I just never, I wasn't watching cartoons at that time.
92 to 97.
So, yeah, I guess I never really watched it, dude. I mean, I liked it when I was younger, I think, but not enough where, like, I want to go back.
Well, because you're 15, bro. Or you're
not in 92.
You're 13.
Yeah, 13. I mean, that'd be prime.
13.
Was that 13, 92? Like 12. Like 12. But it's like, you know, and I get hyped for my boys that dig it. But an idea, like, it's almost like the idea of it is like, oh, that's cool. Let me check it out. But I tried watching one episode. And I was like, I'm good. I just can't get into it.
Yeah.
You know? I wish I would, in a sense.
Yeah, cool. Some
episodes
are okay. But I'm just
too much shit anyways.
Some episodes are okay. The Storm episodes, but I'll tell you what, they killed Gambit. Gambit dies, bro. It's fucking crazy.
They made some bad gumbo?
Gambit, they killed him, bro.
Who killed him?
I think one of the big-ass machines, he saved the homegirl, and then he ended up dying.
So they're actually killing characters off.
They killed him off. And then Professor X ain't dead.
You already ran through them all?
I think I need one episode because I think every Wednesday or I forgot what day they upload them. I'm probably two episodes back. Storm lost her powers and then she got her powers back and then Professor X is still alive. Oh, Magneto's dead. They killed Magneto.
How?
They killed Magneto. This fucking machine, bro. This big-ass machine. Magneto and Gambit got killed already.
Are you talking about those huge robots?
Nah, it was like something bigger than that.
What are those fucking robots called?
They're called the...
Not centaurs, but it's something similar.
Sentinels. Okay. Yeah.
All right, but it wasn't.
Remember,
them.
I did my undeniable color wave, the sentinel color, purple and
like gray, right?
Red, purple and red. They're purple and red.
Oh, see, I can't even remember. I thought it was gray.
Yeah, sentinels, bro. All
right,
tough.
Nah, yeah. So no, I just can't get into that much of these cartoons, dude.
My boy's actually watching all the Marvel movies. I'm like, I don't know how you do it.
Rewatching them, like starting over, like in order?
Like just watching them all. Yeah.
Yeah, like but is he watching them? Some people started doing that.
Comic book movies.
Where they watched them in the timeline?
He's not doing the timeline. He's doing like the chronological.
Wow, that's just dope.
He's doing the chronological order when they came out.
Oh,
so
okay.
He like watched. He's gonna watch Daredevil.
If I was,
I don't know why I saw Ant-Man. He saw Ant-Man.
If I was gonna rewatch him, I think I would do the timeline.
Okay.
So at least to make it somewhat like to show all the hard work that went into it, because you know you'll jump around because it's all based on the timeline.
Maybe he
not
did
on the
do
release.
Because I think he said,
I would think he'd be doing that.
He didn't do that.
Oh, okay.
They told him that he should have done that. And I think he said that he should have because he wanted to know why Samuel L. Jackson has an eye patch.
Mm. And then you got to stay till after the credits, too, because that other shit pops up.
I don't really care for that.
Bro. Nah, dude, I'm not a fanboy for
that. You know what happened to
his
eye? A fucking cat. A cat
a sentinel?
Took it off.
A cat?
Wolverine? Yeah, a cat took it off, bro. Yeah, dude.
The one that looks dope, though, man, is that
cat
Deadpool
worms,
Wolverine.
Bro.
Deadpool Wolverine looks good.
Yeah, it is.
And the Planet of the Apes came out, I think, right? Tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. And then Civil War, have you seen that yet?
I still haven't seen it yet. I keep putting it on the app to see it.
You're American? What kind? I'll be like...
Dude, you know he did that movie for free?
Did he?
I think
that
so because...
That'd be such a good actor,
because,
bro.
Yeah, dude, because his wife's Kristen Dunst and she's in the movie. And I think someone
That's
knows.
His wife?
Yeah.
Oh, let me guess. I met him in Fargo.
Probably. That would make perfect sense. The thing is that... I think the person that was supposed to do that role, something happened. They dropped off or something happened. So they needed someone. And she's like, well, see if you can do it. And there's this artist I really like, John Lurie. He's a famous saxophone player and all that. He encapsulated what I thought. Because, you know, because he even just quoted the trailer when he's like, well, what kind of American are you, right?
and he just
like scratches his face a certain way. You know, he just scratches himself, like his face. And it's like something about it, like the decision that he made. Like, John Lurie did a tweet. He's like,
something about the way he says that and scratches the face that makes him want to watch this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Because that just that clip alone, because that guy's fucking that good of an actor, man.
I would.
But I still haven't gone. I don't want to see it all that bad, but I like Alex Garland, so that's why I want to see the director. But I just haven't gone to see it yet.
What kind of American are you, bro? What would you say? American of the United States of America.
American that loves baseball, pastime.
American?
New York Yankees,
this
man.
This is my land. I'll probably end up getting shot, bro, after that.
Dude, I've been so, just out of basketball that I started not watching in the playoffs.
Basketball's lame, bro.
I started watching the playoffs, though. I didn't know the fucking that Wolves
Anthony,
were that.
Anthony Richards.
Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards is a motherfucker. Dude, Jordan's son.
Dude, the fucking Wolves are that good because their defense is insane. That was insane. I was watching, like, dude, God, their fucking defense is so
Gobert's
fucking good.
That good in defense, huh?
What's
this
up?
Rudy Gobert. This is
I watched a game that he didn't even play because his baby was born, so he didn't play that game.
And they still won. That's dope.
They
I'm
smoked.
Happy
they were, dude, every fucking play.
He got Defensive Player of the Year again. I think.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
But, dude, defensively, they were fucking, dude, they won also by like 30. Dude, they got the Nuggets so frustrated. Jamal Murray, they're all complaining
I
about
saw that
calls.
Fool threw
he
a
threw
fucking
a fucking heat pad. He didn't get suspended, but he got charged $100,000.
That's wild, bro.
Dude, because they were taking him right from the beginning. Full court press. The entire game, practically.
The whole game.
Practically,
bro.
Dude. Like, from like not even, not exactly ass, not exactly full court, but like 3/4 of the court. So just watching them like play with all that energy the entire game, I was like, dude, I was fucking blown away.
That's tight. Hopefully they win the championship. So I'll watch the finals if they're in it,
and
bro.
Dude, I didn't know OKC was number one.
Well,
I
that
guess
kid,
their defense
SGA.
Is that fucking amazing. I can't even name anyone.
That guy SGA, the young kid, he's the one that was traded for Paul George.
Dude.
He was drafted by OKC. He was drafted by the Clippers, and then they traded him.
Then they fucked up, man, because
yeah, that kid, they said he should have won MVP.
Dude,
he was second in
I
vote.
Couldn't name anyone from OKC. They all look fucking young, and they're killing it, dude. They fucking smoked the Mavs.
That's their reputation, right? That was how they started their franchise, remember?
A long time ago when they had the big...
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, dude, but dude, I was like, dude, these young cats, and I was like, damn, man, it's fucking... And the Knicks won just now.
It's a new era.
They beat the Pacers again. Now they're up 2-0.
Man, they gotta leave my boy Reggie alone. I saw a clip when the player walked up to him saying, they're saying, fuck you. I forgot.
Yeah, but I think it was just like, oh, someone told me to tell like, that guy Hart. I guess that guy Hart or Hop, whatever his thing name is.
Tell Reggie that?
Yeah, they happened to put it when the audio was on. They're like, oops.
I saw the, you know how they always have those videos in New York when like all the people that live there talk shit?
Yeah.
They did clips of like when the Knicks eliminated the Sixers. And the New York people, they're fucking hilarious.
Oh, the recent one.
They're
first
like,
round.
Hey, yo, fuck Joe Biden and fuck me, Mill. They're like, fuck Philly cheesesteaks. Yeah, they just say some funny ass shit.
They're talking
dying.
Mad shit, huh?
Yeah, dude. They're fucking funny, dude.
Oh, man. Fucking the Sixers always blow it, dude.
Yeah, they do.
Because it seemed like in paper they had a better squad. But now, man, now you have fucking Brunson, dude.
That guy's good, dude.
He's fucking awesome, man.
Yeah. That young kid.
Well, fucking well, on that note, baby, take us out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't forget to choose your heart. You know, are you going to stay out of shape, you know, be lethargic, or stay disciplined? You know, choose your heart, you know, live with love, be your biggest fan. Brother from the same mother.
Everybody stay up.